I don't think people understand that. I don't think people understand that the universe runs on an algorithm.
Dude, it literally does. Like, dude, people have not been taught the concept of fractals very well in school. Because, like, if this was like a required like elementary school lesson, the kids would fucking get it so easily. It's literally fractals, man. Fractals are our whole world.
But I come from the school of thought, Dan, that this is something that we understand innately, because we kind of live by these rules daily, but for some odd reason, just like our ability to see this has like ossified, and our vision is clouded.
We all have this societal operating system that makes us forget about these fucking core essential truths that are very evident to us as children. But then, like, now we're thinking, like, oh, I have to get a job, I have to make money. It's like, oh, I have to spend the money on whatever my fucking interests are. I have to be a consumer. You know, all this other fucking shit that's being, like, blasted at you distracts you from, like, it's like, oh, okay, I'm experiencing nature, I'm a part of nature, I'm getting beauty and happiness from these fractal patterns. So you're totally distracted from that wavelength of life that you're very connected to as a young child.
That's
why Africans are more connected to that even as adults, because they don't have all this bullshit like Western industrialized system to like distract your hijack your brain's thinking patterns and everything.
Yeah, in a way, this algorithm is why everything seems to dance.
Yeah.
You know, like if you really think about movements and communication, right? Every single system, whether it be material, immaterial, kind of dances, kind of has some sort of sequence of movements that are sort of almost predictable, but extremely complex, right? And it's like look at the way planets move, look at the way galaxies move.
Yeah, but it's all fractals.
Look at the way humans interact.
It's all the same thing on different scales.
Exactly. It's the same system, the same fundamental system. But for some reason, we understand this as children, as infants, but over time, we seem to sort of forget. So I guess I'm going to pose a question for you, a philosophical question. To me, after looking at that evidence, it sounds like we almost regress with age, as opposed to become more conscious, to become more aware. And the moment we're born as children, that's actually our moment of highest clarity. That's actually the moment.
Yeah, because we're being thrown through this brainwashing process as soon as we're old enough to understand. It's just like, we're thrown through this lifelong brainwashing process, and then the capstone is fucking college. College is the absolute capstone, final step of this brainwashing process, where it's all like finalized, like your whole worldview is solidified and directed in college, because then that's like the culmination of the decades of brainwashing. So that's why they all see themselves very highly. And like they have such fucking egotistical views of themselves.
I'm glad you brought that topic up, Dan, because the arrogance from the academic realm to me sometimes is kind of profound, because I sit there and think, like, how can someone that focused on just one tiny subject, on one little aspect of reality, one little aspect of intelligence, how can they have such arrogance of themselves? You know, it literally blows my mind, Dan.
mean, these people don't have any, like, life experience. Like, they totally lost touch. It's like, you go to any fucking academic college. Like, I went to one before COVID. It's like, it's a whole bunch of people just jerking themselves off. Like, and they travel thousands of miles just to go to a conference room to jerk themselves off. It's the height of absolute bullshit.
And not saying that this model was not efficient in the past when data and information was hard to commute, but as we can see, every system has its moment of death. Every system must die the same way that humans die, the same way this planet's die, the same way.
This system's getting exposed for the bullshit it is. That's why colleges are all closing now. They're all getting shut down by like the dozens, hundreds. You know, it's just a non-sustainable business model anymore. Because it's like now, I mean, it's because the internet is one of the most like quietly revolutionary technologies of all time. It's like it takes a few decades to gain steam, but it's like it's freed the mind of anyone who wants to be freed. So like anyone who wants to be freed can now literally look up any kind of stuff to fit to incorporate a new thinking pattern, whatever thinking pattern they want, instead of being indoctrinated into the specific one that's bullshit, you know? So then like some of the other ones might be bullshit too, but at least there's a range of like options and you can figure out what's true or get closer to what's true, you know?
Exactly. You made a great argument there. There's a gradient of truth.
They're all trying to ban things. They're like trying to ban like Substack.
Mm.
They're trying to ban everything that has like anything that's non-mainstream.
Exactly. And Dan, you just made a very good point, bro. I have to touch on that point. You said in this age of internet and age of access, there's a gradient of fucking truth. Truth is a gradient, motherfuckers. That's how it's supposed to be, and that's how it's always been. And that's because truth itself evolves over time, because truth itself has a time function, right? But we live in a world today where that truth is defined as something discrete and static, bro. Like it never fucking changes. And no wonder it fucking collapses, because it's in fucking efficient. It's not efficient to have one fake truth or have one perspective or have one angle. But we now can go and read 10 perspectives. Thus, we have a much larger understanding of what this idea is.
Yeah, man.
Because you cannot pick one article and say, yes, because this one article says something that I like, then this is the truth. That's dogmatic. And that's what we've lived under, bro. You know, just to transition to systems and humanity and stuff.
No, so it's like if what revolution technologies in world in human history, and because of that, like all these former arbiters of truth, they've lost their power entirely, like very quickly, very suddenly. So they're all flailing around, trying to figure out like, oh, how are we going to regain our power? How are we going to do everything? So like now. What happened is a certain group of radicals used this opportunity to like impose their specific worldview on everyone. So this is the cancelers. This is like the extreme fucking like sanctimonious woke people. So like they have seen this opening to impose their version of truth, which is like, it's still better than before, because it's like it's actually a pitched battle instead of just one side saying something is the truth and then everyone else has to just agree or like give or fuck off. So like now it's actually a battle, and then it's more exciting because it's like truth is something, it's always been something that's been fought over. So like this whole post World War II era of like, okay, truth is something that's told to you by the government and the media. that idea has finally died. So it's a great era, and then like Trump was the first one to really embody that, because he's like, okay, this media no longer means anything, because the media was apoplectic about you know, not being able to do anything.
They couldn't tell the truth. The truth.
They weren't able to do anything. It's like, okay, Trump still won anyway. Mm-hmm. And he's still, like, you know. So, like, but then eventually they did, were able to lie with this latest stolen election. So they were able to, I mean, they tried for years and years, and they finally got one lie that worked.
The thing is, at that moment was an inflection point, because they had to agree, they had to get that power, because if that moment was not captured, it could have been the end, and it would have been a very abrupt end to the vertical system that we currently live under, which includes the media industrial complex, the political industrial complex, all the way to the military industrial complex.
Platform Twitter. Mm-hmm. So like Twitter was, you know, it was the host to all this, and for a while, it was doing all right. But eventually, it tried to be the arbiter of truth too.
Exactly. And
so then, what needs to be done, and eventually, is a peer to peer kind of Twitter, like
a decentralized network. A decentralized model where your voice is
peer to peer, and anyone can say whatever the fuck you want at any time without worrying about fucking people trying to cancel you, you know, like all this other bullshit, like.
But that means that this model has to be applied to every single thing we do in society, because every single system in a way runs on that algorithm, going back to my original point about how every system has a dance, and every dance has its own sequence and turns, just like planets and humans. So essentially,
it's all about bootstrapping peer-to-peer networks around the world. That is the next big wave of technology. I feel it's like once you make essentially like any technology idea peer-to-peer. So like right now it's all centralized, but eventually there will be a method of making anything peer-to-peer.
I call this going from vertical to horizontal systems. Going from vertical to horizontal.
Yeah, so the company that really cracks that problem will be the next Google, or even bigger.
Rocking to the ancient rhythm, rocking to the ancient rhythm. Love is my religion, love is my addiction. African tradition, free your mind, no prison.